Tuesday morning, you know what that means. It's time for Adopt-A-Pet. Ah, yeah. I look forward to this every week because we get a chance to introduce you to a dog or a cat or a puppy or a kitten. And Adopt-A-Pet is brought to you by Blair and Clayton L. at Borough Realty, where they live by the motto, Integrity Matters. And they also love animals over there, too. This morning, I'm joined by Randy from the Goat House Refuge. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great on this rainy morning.
Thank you for coming in. I know, I always look forward to it when I see you walking through the parking lot. I know we're going to meet a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes multiple cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about this one you brought today.
This one, his name is Birch.
Birch.
An unusual name. But he has he's 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bunch of siblings, and I had to write a list because he had so many siblings. His siblings are Beans, Bishop, Briar, Basil, and Bay.
Wow.
All B names. So he's about 6 months old, and he's kind of tan and white with white boots on his paws and mm-hmm. very friendly cat. I mean, you probably saw me holding him when I walked in the studio this morning, and he's purring, and he's just a real friendly little boy.
Well, my first reaction when I saw this cat was, "Hello, Blondie."
Yeah,
because he has blonde hair.
Yeah, it's kind of a tan blonde with white accents. And
now, obviously, with all these siblings, I mean, how did you get the mother cat?
Mm-hmm. They came to us from, we actually have a cloud-based inventory system,
mm-hmm.
and so it's listed in here.
Yeah, Randy's checking his phone right now to get this information.
Yeah, it's actually through our phones. We actually connect to the cloud to look it up.
So many cats, so little time. So much information.
You know, I don't think I can answer your question. In their system, it says transferred from municipal shelters. I don't know if the mom came or not.
Don't know which one.
Yeah.
But so many siblings. That's amazing. Yeah. So mm-hmm. are all of them up for adoption
yes,
right now?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Birch is the one that you decided to bring in.
Right.
Because you love Birch.
Well, he's friendly. He's friendly. I was out there holding him. I actually have a theory that the more you can hold a cat, the higher their probability of adoption, because that's one of the criteria that people will use, is if the cat can be held.
Sure, and some cats just don't like to be held.
Yeah.
But this particular one loves it. So
they have an instinct to not be constrained, and when you're holding them, it's a type of constraint. And they overcome it if you do it repeatedly.
Sure.
But even some cats, when they're older, if you hold them, they like to be held for maybe 10 or 20 seconds, and then they want to be put down.
Yeah.
But they actually like to be held briefly, some cats.
Take a minute, if you would, and tell folks who might be tuning in for the first time to this, and they don't know anything about Adopt-A-Pet, and they don't know anything about the Goat House Refuge. The name is a little bit misleading. People may think that you have goats up for adoption, but that's not the case.
Yeah. We do have some goats on site, and you'll see them when you come to visit, but they're not up for adoption. They're owned by the founder, Segunda Scarpa, who lives down the lane from where we have our refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a refuge, which means that we're a no-kill shelter. Then we have around 300 cats of a variety of ages, and
They're up for adoption.
Oh, yeah, they're all up for adoption. Yeah. And so we're a nonprofit organization that's 100% funded by private donations.
Well, I know that, you really love these cats, and you're always the one who comes in here with these cats.
Yeah.
And kudos to you for all the work you do with Goat House Refuge.
Yeah. It's a great organization. It's a great place to visit, even if you're not even if you're not at the stage that you want to adopt a cat today, just come and visit us and visit the cats. And they like to have people socialize with them, which helps their chances of getting adopted the more social they are.
So you can provide a public service by going out and spending some time with them. And always financial contributions are welcome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's the website address?
We're thegoathouserefuge.org, and there's a donate tab on there that you can donate through PayPal. And
Goat House Refuge is out in Chatham County,
right.
And directions are on the website,
mm-hmm.
goathouserefuge.org. Go there and find out about the Goat House Refuge, yeah. And I promise you won't regret it.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
We're going to, as always, post a photo or photos of this incredible cat, Birch, on chapelbro.com.
Yeah.
We'll put him on Facebook and Instagram and get him a new home.
Right, and maybe some of his brothers, too.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Adopt a Pet is always brought to you by your friends at Borough Realty in Carrboro. Now he's in the chair, man. He's going to stand up and talk into the microphone in just a second. Borough Realty is a local, independently owned, client-focused real estate firm located in the heart of Carrboro. The owners and brokers have helped hundreds of families buy and sell homes and land in Orange, Chatham, Durham, and Alamance counties. Keep him there, and I'll see if I can get a picture of him. Throughout the process, they're going to be your confidant, your partner, and your advocate, and they're eager to share what they've learned through the years. At Borough Realty, integrity matters. 851, this is 97.9 The Hill.